Justice.
Okay, here's read number one. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A second judge has now blocked parts of the Wisconsin Republican lame duck laws that limited the powers of the governor and the attorney general. The two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court met for their final debate last night, and voters in Ozaukee County will choose a new circuit court judge next Tuesday. Attorneys Amanda Foy and Stephen Kane are running to replace Judge Joseph Voiland, who decided not to seek a second term and has been absent for the past couple of months. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. For Friday, partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the low 40s in Milwaukee, upper 40s in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court met for their final debate last night. Judge Lisa Neubauer questioned the temperament of Judge Brian Hagedorn, and Hagedorn called Neubauer a liar. The election is next Tuesday. The victor will take the seat of retiring Justice Shirley Abramson, the longest-serving justice in state history and the first woman to serve on the court. Wisconsin's spring election is next Tuesday. The seat on the Supreme Court will be one of the items on the ballot statewide, as well as school board seats in several areas and the mayor's race in Madison. To find out if you're registered and the location of your polling place, go to myvote.wi.gov. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A second judge has now blocked parts of the Wisconsin Republican lame duck laws that limited the powers of the governor and the attorney general. In a 49-page ruling, Judge Frank Remington, who was appointed by Scott Walker, issued a temporary injunction saying the unions who filed the suit would likely prove that the Republicans intruded on the powers that belong to the executive branch. The lame duck laws and 82 appointments were already struck down by another judge last week. And tomorrow is opening day of the 2019 season for the Brewers at Miller Park. They start a four-game series with the Cardinals. Outside tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Voters in Ozaukee County will choose a new circuit court judge next Tuesday. Attorneys Amanda Foy and Stephen Kane are running to replace Judge Joseph Voiland, who decided not to seek a second term and has been absent for the past couple of months. Kane is backed by several Republican politicians and conservative Supreme Court justices, while Foy says she is committed to an independent judiciary. And about 12,000 volunteers are needed for the Democratic National Convention next year. If you would like to volunteer, you can sign up at Milwaukee2020.com. Outside tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.